once it kept. And I've heard that in modern times among rabbinic teachers, they will say to their students, what you just said abolishes Torah. The student will say, what? I love the Torah. But what you said prevents us from keeping it the way God wants it kept. Or they may say to their students, what you just said fulfills Torah. We now could keep it the way God wants it kept, at least in their point of view. Now, I'd like to suggest that as you follow through tonight, notice how Jesus is trying to get his audience to keep the Bible, not just to be saved. That's seminal. Not just to recognize him as Messiah. Very critical to his ministry. He wants people to know how to interpret and to keep the word. So my paraphrase for Matthew 5:17 would go like this. I did not come to interpret the Torah incorrectly so you wouldn't keep it. I came to interpret it so you would keep the Torah as God intends you to keep it. And I would make more than Torah. I would say Tanakh, the whole Old Testament, but Jesus used Torah, so I'll stick with that. In other words, Jesus' goal is not to get rid of the Old Testament. Jesus' goal was to show us how to reinterpret it in light of his teaching and to interpret it, therefore, correctly. I sat over here. I was so blessed at the beginning. And then it's fortunate in a way my wife isn't here because she would have gotten a huge kick out of this tonight. Usually when people hand out New Testaments, I come out of my seat because I don't think you can have that with the Old Testament. I think the New Testament is an interpretation of the Old. And if you cut it off, you've lost the very basis of how to interpret it. Now, I'm not impugning what anybody handed out up here. I think it's really cool you want to give the New Testament. But see once if at the end you see why I feel the way I do. Okay. Sorry, that wasn't very nice. I didn't mean that as critically as it sounded. I just, as a Christian, I've just learned so to be blessed by Jesus' intense use of the Hebrew Bible in defining who he was and what he came to do. And so I'd like to show you that. That's probably the way I should have said it. A rabbi then teaches his disciples like this. A rabbi wants them to learn Torah, to live the text or the Tanakh. Today I would say the whole Bible. To teach the text, to pray the text, and to die the text. Now, I don't know how far we'll get in this list. I'm going to go like crazy, but I want to show you that Jesus learned the text, lived the text, taught the text, prayed the text, and died the text. He was a man of the Bible. Very little in his life took priority over his use of the Word of God, if anything did. Even though his teaching appeared to be new, it's often new in relationship to how to understand the text. This one we can do real quickly. I'd love to spend a lot of time on it. People argue, did Jesus have to learn the text? I get that from my students all the time. RVL, why are you so excited that he knew the text? He was the author. He came into this world and he knew it by memory. He wrote the thing. And I say, yes, you know what my favorite scene in the Passion movie was? My favorite, I love the whole movie. Most intense thing that ever happened to me spiritually besides my conversion. When he fell as a little boy. And his mother ran, that brought the tears to my eyes like nothing else because I felt the power of his humanness and how he was willing to go to the cross when, as God, he could have done it all different. He was willing just to be the perfect human. That moved me deeply at that particular point. But at least this, notice when he's a little boy, he clearly knows. They found him in the temple, listening to the scribes and asking them questions. Everybody who heard was amazed. You say, well, okay, he was God at age 12. But look at this verse. You quoted it in the devotions. Everything I learned from my father, I taught you. Jesus had to learn. Now, he was probably more committed than most of us are, probably more disciplined. I don't know what IQ he would have had if they measured his human IQ. But he had to learn. So at least assume that Jesus is the model of somebody who learned a text as a child, as a young adult, as an adult. This man, God man, but this man was in the text. I want to be too. Second, I'd like to say that Jesus kept the text. Now, I could show you lots of things. He went to Passover. He sacrificed. He had a sacrifice with his parents at Passover. He paid the temple tax. He kept